Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chad Chambers produces the show, Sports Daily, each day here on your sports station, KFH. Dan Israel at top of second hour talking Kansas City Chiefs. Well, actually, probably talking more Patrick Mahomes than anything else, but that's okay. We get the idea.
Oh, it's worth bringing up what's happened over the last week or so and during his rehab. Andy Reid did not rule him out for the Packer game, which I had to smirk, but –
yeah,
you get to say whatever you want to when, you know, you have an off week like that. And you can have a little gamesmanship or whatever. I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, heard Ross Tucker on Jim Rome yesterday suggest that Mahomes shouldn't suit up for the rest of the year. Like, just shut it down. Get him back for 2020. Don't risk it. And I mean, there's part of me that can listen to that, but. And we can ask Dan about the details. I don't know if he's dug into web.com or, you know, webmd.com or whatever. But, like, if there's no structural damage, there isn't anything surgically that they can do for his knee, right?
That's my understanding.
Okay,
Me
too.
Yeah. It's not like you can tighten tendons on the kneecap, is my understanding.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, nothing was torn.
Right.
We're not talking about meniscus or LCLs or anything like that. But anyway, we can get into that a little further later.
In the meantime, let's get into the Syndio Twitter question, brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita.
Kind of has to do with the Chiefs. Taking away the top team in each, which division in football stinks the most? Included are the other teams' combined record for reference.
All right.
AFC West, NFC East.
Pretty bad. Ooh.
AFC North. The AFC North is 4-15 if you take out the Ravens. The NFC East is 6-15 if you take out the Cowboys. And the AFC West is 7-15 if you take out the Chiefs. The AFC West, I couldn't help but include them with how the Broncos and the Chargers are playing. The Raiders are 3-3. We got destroyed by the Packers. So there's the AFC West for you. They are 7-13. Sorry, 7-13. The NFC East, with the way that the Eagles looked, and the fact that the Redskins and the Giants are in the division, you can run those guys up the flagpole. And the North has the Browns, Steelers, and Bengals after the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty bad right now. Pretty bad. Bengals are horrible. I mean, I was sitting there looking. I was watching the I don't know why I was doing this. This is like some penance for something that I've done wrong. Was watching the second half of the Chiefs-Broncos the other day. And was sitting there thinking, God, there are actually teams worse in this league than the Broncos. And I was sitting there watching the Broncos at a time when they were so bad that Matt Moore was lighting them up. I mean,
the Broncos,
not lighting them up, but you get the point.
Point differential is only 24.
No, I know.
So the Falcons are way worse. The Redskins are way worse. Actually, the Giants' point differential is way worse.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals
are worse. Jets are probably worse.
They are. Dolphins are the worst.
I mean, there's probably
the
six teams that are worse than the Broncos.
No doubt.
And the Broncos suck.
Yep. And one of them, the Falcons, made a trade. They sent Mohamed Sanu to the Patriots for a second rounder.
Yeah.
So the rich kind of get richer there. And Mohamed Sanu has a new home. He was only getting about 15% of the target share in Atlanta with Ridley and Julio Jones, obviously, and Austin Hooper, for that matter, on that team. Mm-hmm. So he's a little bit underutilized, and he goes from 1-6 to undefeated.
Yeah. And then one less place for Emmanuel Sanders to land.
Yeah,
he's apparently
true.
On the trading block in Denver. He's got some gas left in the tank.
I think he does too. Yeah.
Emmanuel's done a really good job coming back from an Achilles injury, and he's a tough hombre too. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I like Emmanuel Sanders.
He would be useful. He would be useful.
Mm-hmm.
KU football has just announced its 2020 schedule, and I think K-State has too, for that matter. KU on September 5th next fall will open up at home against New Hampshire, and then a week later they go to Baylor. So September 12th.
Wow.
They go to Waco. What? And then the next two weekends are back out of conference again. Boston College.
Who are they playing in those games?
Boston College returns the trip, and then they go to Coastal Carolina on September 26th.
Okay. All right. Well, New Hampshire's where Chip Kelly got his start, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
Where the hell is the university? Is it in Laconia?
Ooh,
I don't know where. Manchester?
One.
I'm not sure where.
I don't
it
know
is
that
New
answer.
Hampshire.
I do not know.
Boy, New Hampshire. You talk about a state that we don't talk about, like, ever.
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 Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire would be it. I mean, think about it.
We need a New
Delaware
Hampshire,
gets
we need
a little
New Hampshire Twitter question.
Yes.
What's the best?
That's your challenge.
What's the most memorable thing, or however we can word it, what's New Hampshire known for?
Exactly. Because think about it. Delaware comes up every now and then because Flacco went to Delaware.
Yeah.
Rich Gannon went, I think, to Delaware.
That's
didn't
true.
He? I think Rich Gannon did.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he did. So, I mean, you hear Delaware every now and then. They've got a pretty good, what is it, Is it FBS or FC? I can never.
C.
One double A.
C stands
I don't
for championship.
Care. You know what? No. I'm still revolting against that.
One double A. Yeah.
One double A. Thank you very much. Vermont has good basketball at Vermont. The University of Vermont has played games in the NCAA tournament. They've been on our radar. Maine, if you're really into it, has good college baseball, has played good college baseball at times over the years, and played pretty good hockey, the Bears of Maine Orono.
New Hampshire. Right there, I feel bad for New England having those three states right there.
Yeah.
Between Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Yeah, you don't get a lot out of that.
Man, no kidding.
You really don't.
Might have to
you know,
do
and then
a deeper
there's,
dive
then the
on
rest
New
of New England, you know, you get Connecticut. Well, UConn, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
That's been pretty good. Rhode Island's given us Providence. And the Rhode Island Rams has given us a Lamar
Odom.
Lamar Odom. So.
And then Massachusetts, of course, gives
well,
us
Massachusetts,
the Patriots.
I mean.
And the Red Sox.
Red Sox. Thank you. New Hampshire may be the most indistinguishable sports state in our country.
I would go.
Period.
I'd go even further than that, beyond the sports realm. No one ever talks about New Hampshire.
No, which probably makes it a hell of a place to live, if you ask me.
I suppose if you're in the witness protection program, go to New Hampshire.
It's a beautiful state. I've been through it a few times.
Take you about 5 minutes.
Doesn't take long.
It's teeny
tiny. Don't blink. Yeah, it's not much. If you get down to the bottom of it, it can take a few hours. Oh, anyway, all right. Dan Israel is on the clock from the Chiefs Radio Network as we continue here in a moment. Stay with us, Shane and Bruce. Rolling on this Tuesday edition, Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.